Praise Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. Today is a blessed day where we come before God and we thank God for everything that God has done, is doing for us. And tonight, I just want to say, as we get close to the 4th of July, I want everybody to believe. That's a believer. We the believer, praise God. The United States of America has hope in being a call out of these last days. We must pray for the Holy Spirit to change in the atmosphere. I ask each believer to let go and let God and let God. He will move for you, for us. Hallelujah. In His will. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Tonight that we take another look at the Word of God. And we've been talking about the lies that the enemy has told, but I've come to a conclusion they're going to tell it anyway. But I want to take us to another platform. I want to talk tonight about accessing by faith. And I got some things that I've been studying. I want to just pass it on to you. To those who can go with me, this is where we can pray. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, that Jesus Christ is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unknown and unforgotten sin, unrighteous. 1 John 9:11. Just have some fellowship with the Lord in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach and be filled with the Holy Spirit and ready to learn Bible doctrine from the Word of God. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in the filling of the Spirit and biblical truth. 1 John 4:24. If we have personally believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, the issue is not of the naming of our sins, but the issue of faith alone in Christ. The issue alone in Christ. And so, for he who believes that is the Son of God, as the Son has eternal life, hallelujah. But he who does not obey the commandments to believe in the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. That's in John 3:36. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Have fellowship with us tonight. As I said, access by faith. I would like you to go to the book of Ephesians 3:11-17, Isaiah 40:28. And I will say this to you as I go into what the lesson is about. Introduction. Our Creator fainted not, but giveth us power to the faint, to them that have no might, but increase in strength. I got 3 points I want to talk about. Point number one, God's purpose in Christ, that we should be the boldest in faith. Secondly, we don't lose heart when difficulties occur. Number three, out of His glorious, unlimited righteousness. Praise God. Point number one, God's purpose in Christ, that we should have boldness in Christ. Boldness means, regardless of what the situation is, the circumstance, we stand up before it. Because the enemy of darkness is going to always come before us. If it ain't going to be one thing, it's going to be another. If it's not a spiritual entanglement, it's going to be a physical. And we have to stand up bold. When the body is attacked, we have to take the Word of God and use it. Now, this boldness gives us access to the throne of God. See, we access boldly we come before God. See, don't come with the shaking and faking and shaking. Well, Lord, by your body. No, Father, I need some healing in my body. Father, I need the Word in my body. I need the word in my spiritual man. Father, I need my soul to be revived. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. See, when we get off into what God would have us to do, we can get more attuned to what God is doing through us and by us. And I will say this here. Access helps us to participate in faith being confidence. See, this is the confidence. This is the confidence that we have. What confidence? 1 John 5:12. This is the confidence that I have, that if I ask him anything, I know he hears me because he asks all my petitions. I know. This is the confidence. Confidence I confide in him. I believe in him. I know he can do all. See, some people say, I don't know about the confidence. No, the confidence. Let me show you something what the Bible says. According to the help, he make us a partaker. See, when I preach and talk about partake, we are involved in what God is doing for us. If you are a believer, you are a partaker of faith. And faith, when you partake of faith, you can't go with the law. You got to go with faith. For in faith, there is no law. Faith is believing that God said what he said. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. And God cannot lie. So we have to take what God said. Do I have to? Yeah, if you believe it. I'm not going to force it on you, but I'll say this much. Faith is confidence. Coincide. Don't get all upset. Look like the bridge going to fall. Know the confidence I have that God's got his angels holding up the bridge. Hallelujah. I believe that the economy is getting bad, but I believe that God has brought everything to the one level where I am. Because the confidence that I have in God, the confidence that I have in God, and as I teach this lesson, access, you see, boldness in prayer through faith can accomplish great things in his name. See, it's 2 points there. As I took my note, boldness in prayer. We got to pray without ceasing. We got to pray without ceasing. Why we pray without ceasing? Because the more we pray, the more God's going to answer our prayer. And see, when we get to faith, faith moves God. Not a word that you got to say. The faith in God moves God to the level where he says, you can come in because of the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said in his word, he said, no man, the Bible tells us, no man sees the Father except he come by me. Now, Jesus said that in the New Testament. Over in the scriptures, John, it says, if any man does not know the Father, he don't know the Son. So if you know the Son, you know the Father. So I say this to the believer, to those who want to come into the realness of what God is saying, you've got to be bold in your prayer. You've got to be bold in your faith. You got to accomplish. You can accomplish great things in his name. And I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. See what God is doing. And the Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, God says, He said, promotion does not come from the east or from the west, but it comes from God. The God who can put down what he wants and pick up what he wants. See, God has a purpose for this particular time we're all now living in. God has a purpose for us. So if we live in this purpose that we now live in, we can do God's will because we can be bold. We can be bold and do great things in his name. And I told some people, we can change this whole nation around. We ain't got to wait on the demons. The demons are going to be fed. But we take God's word and put God's word out front. If we can all get everybody on one accord, like in the book of Samuel, I told you, in 2 Chronicle, where it says they were all in one accord. And when we are in one accord, things of God began to flow from heaven, and heaven doors opened to us. Yes, it was for Jacob. When he was out that night, had his vision, and the heaven flowed the ladder down to him. He saw angels going down, bringing blessings, and coming up and getting word from God and bringing it back. And I said, wow, our God is an awesome God. And my second point is, don't lose heart when difficulties occur. Now, I've had some difficulties just the other day. I didn't lose heart. I began to pray. Praying for Pray, God, give me the encouragement, give me the strength, give me your word, because when my son was attacked, I had to stand firm and told the devil, you're nothing but a liar. You are nothing but a liar, and you won't touch my family. I said, Psalm 91 got us covered. He that standeth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. We shall abide. That's why we have to stay in the Word of God. We have to stay in observance. We have to be on every day of our lives, no matter how dark and difficult it gets. If a loved one goes to be with the Lord, it's going to be difficult, but we got to stand firm, because if we don't know, Paul says, he said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's why he said in one particular script, he said, hey, they're waving for you. Come on, you can make it, you can make it. They're standing in the heavenly gallery, and they're saying to us, you can make it. You can make it. See, we can make it. We believe us who believe. Now, wait on the Lord for the renewal. Wait on him. No matter how dark and difficult, God will help you and I. I'm telling you what I know. When the enemy attacked our bodies, and some people didn't believe because the enemy was trying to send a word, you're not going to make it. You're not going to get healed. Well, we said, no, the Bible says in 2 Peter 2:24, we are healed. We have fellowship with him. We have fellowship in him. Praise God, praise God, praise God. When we have fellowship with him, we can sit in his presence. We can be in his presence. Some people say, you lost it. No, we're just in another level. The more we give God the glory, the more we can praise God, the more we can see God, the more we can understand God. And I will say this here. See, take courage in hardship. And let me tell you what it says. When I desire that you faint not in tribulation for you, which is your glory. See, when the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the church at Ephesus, he says, according to the eternal purpose of his purpose in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access and confidence by faith in him. Wherefore, I desire that you faint not in my tribulation. Don't get fainting. He says, for this cause, we bow our knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We who believe, we bow. I mean, we got some aunties, some uncles, some nephews, some wannabes, but we bow our knees. We bow our knees that they may come to know Jesus Christ. You know, when we do what we're supposed to do, do you know God's going to reward us? And I was doing a quick study and found some of what God said. If we confess, when we confess, can we confess? He is faithful. He is faithful. Who? Jesus. He is faithful and righteous to forgive us. Not the enemy. It's Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He will forgive us of all of our sins. And I will say this, sister, as we get up into the lesson. And I will say this. I don't want to get too rough, but I want to say, take courage. Take courage. Take hardship. I know some of us right now are going through some hardships. Some of us ain't got all the money we want, but can you just say, Lord, and God says, what you got, give it to me. Jesus told the disciples, they said, Lord, that's these people been following us, and I just put it in the context of what we say. It's in the book of, and they said, Lord, these people been following us for a whole day. We're in the desert. It's hot out here. We ain't got no food. Now here God had an opportunity. Hallelujah. God had an opportunity to show God's power through confidence once again. He said, what do you have? And they said, we got a little kid here. He got some bread and some fish. And Jesus said, give it to me. Give it to me. And that's what Jesus said to us tonight. Give it to me. Give it to me. Whatever we have in our hardship. It was a hardship. For a little fish and some bread, you got 5,000 people? My God Almighty. He says, give it to me. When he gave it to him, hallelujah, Jesus lifted it to heaven, to the Holy Father. And he just blessed it and heard the Father, because the Father was to seek with him. Are he his son? Go ahead and let it flow. And the bread and the fish. Every time they break off some bread, more bread will come. Man, wasn't nothing mystical. It was eternal blessings that God had. Because if you know in the book of Psalms, where God fed those people who didn't even know no bread, and they did eat angels' manna. They ate angels' bread. Now, can you imagine Israel in that day as they were back there and God rained bread from heaven? That's what I said. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. That's what they're talking about when they sing that song, when the old Negro sung that song. And we take a closer walk with the Lord, a close walk with the Lord. And he says, when the bread of heaven feed me, Willie Hunter, and somebody else until I want no more. See, sometimes you can overflow. You be so in tune with what God is doing until you just, the spirit just engulfs you. And I will say this here. Be courage. And number three, out of this glorious, unlimited resources, God, he was strengthened mightily in a man. Spiritually. See, the physical man can't stand, because we know as we get older, we get the body start breaking down. Somebody come on, say amen, hallelujah, praise the living God. But see, if
amen,
Moses...
Amen, and amen, praise the Lord.
Amen. If Moses lived to be 112 years old, praise the Lord. If he lived to be 120 years old, and the Bible say he had clear sight, clear strength, well, folks, I'm just going to tell you what the book tells me, and I just believe it. Because if we want to live, see... they come and said 70, and if I read it, that was a man's statement. But God said, we have to look between what God is, the royal diadem. And I will say this to our believers, if we can understand, and here's what, for this cause, we bow our knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. See, we got some folks up in heaven. They're bowing their knees before God, too. They're praising God. And in verse, it says that he would grant us, according to his riches and his glory, to be strengthened with all might by the spirit of the inner man. The inner man. A lot of people don't want to talk about the inner man. What inner man? You got an inner man. You got a soul. You got a spirit. You got a physical body. So you got to get that man spiritually strong. Do you want him weak? Do you want it to be a look like a nobody? When you stand before God, I want to stand like 100%. When they say, change up, I want to stand before God. And I say this to you right now as we come to what we got to say. It's number two, that Christ himself may dwell in your heart. To dwell is like putting water in a cup. If there is no cup, you can't put no water in there. If you got water, you can put it. If your heart is empty and your heart can understand what God wants, I want to tell you something. My beloved, the more we take God at his word, if you want to see Christ dwell in your heart, you got to have love, you got to have much love, you got to have some peace, you got to have some understanding. You got to come to know that he is who he say he is. You got to believe on his word. You got to fellowship with him. You got to bow before him. You got to walk with him. Lord, can you just walk and talk with me? God wants he wants to walk and talk with us in the name of Jesus Christ. He don't mind it. We live in this world where the flesh will. Yes, it will. But you got to crucify the flesh. And Paul writes, he said, brothers and sisters, I beseech you by the mercy of God that you crucify that flesh. See, this flesh, sometimes it's stopping from lusting, from on this food, that food. But I will say, when Christ dwells in our heart, he will raise up an eagle. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. With spiritual wings. Run without weariness. Hallelujah. Without fainting. We can run. Christ may dwell in our heart. And let me tell you what Psalm 91 says. You bring us up on. If we say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, my God, in whom do I trust? Surely he shall deliver me from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers and under his wing. Under his wing, I love it, Father, shall I trust. Because, see, when you know it, when you're under on the fortress, and he says in Psalm 91, he says his wing. And you know, we've seen a big eagle, so it gives us the illustration that under the wings, because that's where God put everything he has that he loves. And when the eagle puts it on his wing, ain't nobody going to come across those talents that he has. And they're so sharp that they said, one person said, if you touch it, it's like a razor. It's like a razor. That was an illustration. But God says, he that dwelleth in the secret place, in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide. We shall be in perfect peace. We shall now all the time, perfect peace gonna come with some attitude that somebody has against it. You know, some people don't the enemy has a way of sending things in. But I want to tell you tonight, one thing God is doing, and my conclusion, God is saying, if we get access by faith for our believers, we can come to, he is our refuge. He is the place. The refuge is the place that God has designed for the people when they could go to this place. It was a city that they had set aside, and they could go there. And so, my fortress in God, and here will I trust, having no fear of what they've done in America, having no fear that we're going to fall victim to what they're doing. No, I have no fear, because the God we serve is greater than that. See, and what we got to understand, beloved, as I come to a close, don't be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrows that fly by the day. Because at night the devil is working, by day he's throwing them. He's throwing his arrows. He's throwing his ignorant arrows. He's throwing his stupid arrows. And everybody I listened to a radio program tonight, this morning, I listened to a program. And everybody talking about it, I said, I don't hear nobody saying, let's trust in God. Let's trust in God. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so tonight, beloved, I want to thank you for listening to me. If there's anybody out there in the radio land got a question, a statement, or they want to say, got a prayer request, and we're here to just pass it on in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hello?
Hello, praise the Lord.
Oh, how you doing, Reverend?
I'm blessed and highly favored, and I hello and praise the Lord to all the audience all over the world. We praise God for you all being there, and we praise God for that great word that just came from Dr. Hunter. We thank you. That was so true, telling the people to have confidence. That's the greatest word that you can have, and the greatest person you can have it in is Jesus Christ. Have confidence. Just put on your cement shoes that you can trust what God said. It ain't coming back void. Everything else gonna fade away, but the word of God will not return void. It will accomplish that to accomplish. We thank God for this word, this great, great word, great word. I appreciate that.
Amen. Well, the thing that I would say today, because we're getting ready to come to the 4th of July, and there was supposed to be some things that somebody wanted me to be a part of, I just said, Lord, I'd like you to open the door so I can do this or do that. God, open the door for me. God opened the door. And one thing I will say to all the believers, we're in a place right now, hallelujah, where we have peace with a true and living God. We have peace. And as the Reverend Francis Royal said, because when you have confidence, when you have confidence, when you confide in what God has said, no matter what somebody has said, when you confide, when you have the confidence I take all that I have and put it on Jesus Christ. Because, as she said, the confidence, we have to have that confidence. And the more confidence and trust and believe, we confess. Yeah, I made some mistakes. I said, Lord, can you forgive me for the sins that I've done wrong, said wrong, thought wrong? God will forgive us. And I tell somebody, don't let a day go by that you don't confess it at night, moment by moment. And one thing I come to find out, the more you pray intimately with God, God is walking right there with you. I've been at perfect peace all day long. I'm telling you what, I'm at perfect peace. I said, this is what this is all. See, the more you reverend, the more you grow into the grace of God, the more you come to an understanding and a better understanding. And a better understanding. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, I mean, I thank God for everybody. Come on, radio tonight. I don't see nobody but just us. So, if nobody has anything else to say, we thank God. And I want to pray. You got something you want to say, Reverend? Some announcements you got to make or some words you got to say?
You just fed me till I don't want no more. You just fed me so good just then. That was so delicious and so pure. That was so unadulteratedly pure, the pure word of God from your heart and from the word and from your heart, from that inner. I can't top that. I can't even add nothing to it because it was so good. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, I want you to know one night you want to do something, let me know. We'll put you on air. Because the more we preach to the world out there, somebody's hearing us. Somebody's hearing us. And somebody's going to come. I still have that man who called me, that demon that called me. And I told God, God said, don't worry about him. I got him. I said, okay, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put something on, and the Lord bless you and keep you. If you have something you want to say for tomorrow night, let me know, and I'll put you on there, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.
Bibles with me this afternoon to 1 Corinthians, and let's go to chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts and healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues or different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now, I want us to read, first of all, noticing that this says diverse kinds of tongues. Let's talk about that just for a moment, and then we're going to read some more scripture. When we begin to realize that the scripture is explanatory, the Word of God says some things, praise the Lord. You can get some things from the Word just by reading it. And if you read these things and find out what the Bible says, instead of just reading little snatches of it here and there and the other, one of the things that has been confusing to people, and, well, actually, it hasn't been confusing to them. They've allowed themselves to be confused. It's just simply by not reading what the Bible had to say about tongues and listening to so much what somebody else said it said about tongues. And you notice the 13th chapter is between the 12th and the 14th. Well, now it's supposed to be read that way, praise the Lord. He didn't intend for you to read half of the 14th and then forget the 13th, or read the 11th and jump from the 11th to the 15th and forget about the 12th and the 13th and 14th. It wasn't written that way. It was written all in one piece, praise God. People have added, you see, chapter and verse to it as a matter of reference, but it was not put in there. The chapter and the verse wasn't put in there to divide it up. It was put in there as a matter of reference, and we ought to learn to read it that way. Now, we can find out, you see, particularly what divers kinds of tongues means just by simply reading the first verse of the 13th chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels. So you see, the operation